WKXWHD, a Town Square Media station. From New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 8 o'clock. I'm Patrick Lavery. A few weeks ago, Governor Murphy rolled out different COVID prediction models that presented different pandemic scenarios. It turns out all of the COVID metrics we now have are actually better than any of the models predicted.
Governor Murphy says the number of new COVID cases, hospitalizations, patients in the ICU, and the RT are all lower than anybody thought they would be, and they continue to drop, but it's still too soon to increase capacities or lift any other restrictions.
It's baby steps, but I do like, and I think we like, the fact that numbers are slowly beginning to go in a better direction.
State epidemiologist Dr. Tina Tan agrees with that assessment. However,
we have to remember that nationally we're seeing about, 67,000 new cases a day, rolling average, 7-day rolling average. So that's a lot of disease activity.
David Matthau, New Jersey 101.5 News.
We will be continuing to watch today for any signs that the jury may be ready to announce a verdict in the murder trial of former Minneapolis police officer Derek Chauvin. The jurors got the case late Monday afternoon and now must determine if Chauvin was culpable in the death of George Floyd last May. The medical examiner's office in Washington, D.C. determines that U.S. Capitol Police Officer Brian Sicknick, a native of South River, died of natural causes, a stroke, at the Capitol on January 6th. Investigators believed Sicknick had been hit in the head with a fire extinguisher or ingested a chemical substance, but now will have trouble bringing homicide charges. New Jersey schools continue to make progress in getting kids back inside the classroom. According to the latest figures from Governor Murphy, more schools have reopened their doors for all in-person instruction this week.
We've got 186 districts all in-person. That's 170,000 students. That's moving in the right direction.
Last week, those numbers were at 165 school districts. Additionally, there's been a big drop in the number of school districts offering all remote learning. Currently, 69 districts are offering all remote, down from 118 school districts last week. With COVID vaccine eligibility now open to any New Jerseyan 16 or older, at NJ1015.com, we have a county-by-county breakdown of where the most shots have been given out so far. It indicates the state is still struggling to get the vaccine to communities where it's needed most. Hudson County, one of the hardest hit by the virus, has the lowest percentage of residents fully vaccinated. New Jersey 101.5 News Time 802. New Jersey Fast Traffic is next.
Time to win up to $10,000 with the Jersey Cash Code Contest on New Jersey 101.5. On your smartphone, open the NJ 1015 app, click on Win Cash, and enter this hour's code word.
This hour's cash code is STOVE. STOVE. STOVE.
Your next chance to win cash happens in 60 minutes at 9 a.m. with the $10,000 Jersey Cash Code on New Jersey 101.5.
101.5 News Time 804, New Jersey 101.5 Fast Traffic.
Big slowdowns on eastbound 78. Callers tell us there's a debris spill by exit 26. The left and center lanes are closed and traffic is backed up nearly to Route 22. 22 is better there. On 287, top of the state, it's a crash by exit 66. The right lane is closed. 18 with a missing manhole cover. One lane closed by Rue Street, Rue's Lane in East Brunswick, and Route 21 southbound, a crash by Clay Street in the Newark area. Hudson River Crossing still 40 at the GW Bridge. Now a problem at the Lincoln Tunnel with an accident, broken out tractor trailer actually on the 495 by the Lincoln Tunnel tolls. Holland Tunnel's best. Bob Williams, New Jersey Traffic North.
Jill Byron, New Jersey Traffic South. 130 northbound closed in Willingboro, and that's in the area of Beverly Road, and that's where we have wires that are down southbound 130 at Beverly Road. Two left lanes are blocked off, so only the right side squeaks by. And in Logan Township, 130 northbound at Center Square Road into 295, we have it closed off for road work. And New Jersey Fast Traffic is every 15 minutes. Next report at 818 on New Jersey 101.5.
New Jersey 101.5 News Time 805. If you do not want to specify whether you are male or female or identify as non-binary in gender, you now have the opportunity to state that on your New Jersey driver's license. The state has added a third option, X, to its licenses and ID cards. This change had been planned for a while but delayed last year due to the coronavirus outbreak. Still can't get an appointment at the Motor Vehicle Commission. The problems with the Johnson & Johnson coronavirus vaccine are partially to blame.
Chief Administrator Sue Fulton concedes things are still not rosy at the MVC, where since the start of March, an average of 10 of 39 agencies a day are closed due to COVID quarantines. She said that the solution is to vaccinate agency workers, but those efforts are temporarily on hold.
The J&J pause really was a problem, has been a problem for us, but we're working very hard to get. Nobody wants them vaccinated more than we do. Nobody wants to stop closing more than we do.
Lawmakers, including Assemblywoman Serena Damaso, say the closures and lack of appointments are endlessly frustrating to constituents.
You are only rivaled, by the way, by the Department of Labor.
At the State House, Michael Simons, New Jersey 101.5 News.
Get the latest Jersey news on your schedule on demand. Go to nj1015.com/podcast. New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:07. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's New Jersey forecast next.
Jersey Radio.
You definitely hit the nail on the head.
New Jersey 101.5.
To get into the community and promote your business? Do you think it's time to freshen up your swag? Maybe you need updated brochures, whatever it is. Stop what you're doing and pick up the phone and call my friends at Metro Graphics Printing. They are the official promotions company for New Jersey 101.5. You're going to love them. Here's the best part. All you have to do is have an idea. Hey, I want to promote my business. And boom, Metro Graphics takes it from there. Personalized merchandise for your business. They do the design, the production, the printing, the distribution, and the warehousing for all of your business's promotional items. Metro Graphics makes it super easy for you to make a great and lasting impression. And they are proud to be a local family New Jersey business. And you know what? They've been doing it successfully for the past 35 years. Go to MetroGraphicsPrinting.com or call 800-932-6045. That's 800-932-6045. Or go to MetroGraphicsPrinting.com.
The opinions expressed by the hosts, callers, and guests are not those of New Jersey 101.5, Town Square Media, or station advertisers.
New Jersey 101.5 News, time 8:09. Now New Jersey 101.5 instant weather.
We'll be cruising around today with the windows rolled down, with high temperatures reaching into the lower 70s across New Jersey. We're seeing more and more 50s across the state now. It'll be a mostly sunny, dry, and breezy day. Enjoy the spectacular spring weather. Tonight stays quiet with a few clouds and lows in the lower 50s. And tomorrow's going to be a different weather day. We'll still see 60s for highs, with increasing clouds early on, maybe a spotty shower in the morning, but more importantly, a line of strong thunderstorms. Storms likely tomorrow afternoon. They'll sweep from west to east. Then it turns windy and colder Thursday. A freeze is possible in the morning. Then clear skies, but a chilly breeze. Highs only reach the lower 50s on Thursday. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow on the Town Square Weather Network on New Jersey 101.5.
Morristown, 41 degrees. Summers Point, 49. Piscataway, 46. New Jersey 101.5 is your COVID-19 vaccination information station. Go to nj1015.com/coronavirus to find out how you can make an appointment and for a list of vaccination sites in your area, only at nj1015.com/coronavirus.
New Jersey